We are learning Maseches Bei Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We're beginning on top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We had halacha that there's a few different ways to be kaveya peiros lemaisa. So the two ways we had in our Gemara so far was either bringing it to a chaser or Shabbos. Shabbos kaveya lemaisa. There's another halacha that the fruit has to be completed. The process has to be completed. That's ready to eat. So it says the chatzah will not be kaveh lemaiser if it's not finished. For example, you want to dry out your figs and you bring it to your chatzah to dry it out. Halacha is that it won't be kaveh lemaiser. Shabbos is the shayla in the Gemara. Rav Nachman held that Shabbos is kaveh even if it's loy nigmar melachta. So the Gemara says, I have arrived from the Mishnah like Rav Nachman, because the Mishnah says that Erev Shabbos Shvius, you want to pick out your peiros for tomorrow, and these peiros right now are not royu. So it says, Dafgan Shvius, it's fine, because Shvius is no Meiser, but other years it will be a problem, because it's Chayv Meiser, and I can't take off Meiser on Shabbos. So Rechayro, why is it Chayv Meiser? How is Shabbos Kaveya? It's Loi Nigmar Lachtoi. So Mar says, it's a Raya, even Loi Nigmar Lachtoi, Shabbos Kaveya, Raya to Rav Nachman. Mar says, no, it's not a Raya. Why? Because the Mishnah says that I called it a oichel. If I called it a oichel, I'm achshavei, and therefore that is why it's called oichel, because I gave it a shame oichel. That's why it's called nigmar melachtoi, and therefore it's kaveya and becomes kaveya lemaiser just by saying it's a oichel. That's what we're holding right now. We said it's not a raya because our Mishnah is talking about you said it's a oichel. Great thing, Marakash on top of Lamed Hevah Aleph. V'aloi moisrei chayzer v'shamila v'liyazid omak kolheichad moisrei chayzer loy kava. The halacha is that if you set aside some of the peiros and you make it kavua lemaiser, if it's something that could go back to the place where it was sitting waiting to be processed, then the halacha is there's no kvias maisa on that. And the Gemara's kasha here is, here I'm going to the whole thing that's on the roof. I'm not going to eat all of it. And I'm saying, I'm going to eat part of this. I'm calling it oichel. So I'm saying it's kavua lemaiser. But here it's a case where the leftovers are going back. And if the leftovers are going back, then there's no kvias maisa. Now, if you don't know exactly what I'm talking about, let's see what the case is that we have this idea of Meisri Chayzer, and then we'll explain why our Mishnah is that case. That's now into the Mishnah. Hanoitel Zeisim in Amaton. Maton is a big bowl that they kept all the olives in it before they pressed it to make it into oil. It sat in Maton, and it got a little softer by sitting together, it got warmed up, and then they made it into Shemen, into oil. So it's not Kavua L'maisa, why not? Because it's not yet Nigmar Malachta. Now, another thing that's Gemar Malachta is Melach, putting into salt. So here, the halacha is, Anoitel Zeisim in Amaton, Toivel Achas B'melach, you toivel one at a time in salt, and you eat it, V'ayichel, eat it. Because it won't be Kavua L'maisa, because it's Arai. But from Tavel Nasan in front of some of Girsa Asara, that if you take a lot of it and put it in front of you, and you salted it, then you chayv, because by salting it, you mekaveh it lemaiser, and you put a lot in front of you, so that's kaveh lemaiser. Rav Leizer says it depends. Rav Leizer oimer, min amaton tahor chayif, amaton tomei is potter, mpeishu machzah zamaiser. Rav Leizer says it depends. If the maton is full of tahor digger olives, so then you chayif lemaiser, because there you can't put it back. We'll see in a second why. There you can't put it back. So there, when I took it off, I was setting this aside saying, these are olives I want to eat. And it's a lot, so you kavei this lemaiser, and therefore you salted it. You kavei lemaiser min a maton tamei. If you're taking it out from a maton tamei, so there you could put something back. It's part of why you machzer as a maiser, because you could put back what you ate, leftover what you didn't eat. And since it's royal lahachzer, so therefore when you took it in the beginning, adait lemeichel, just adait lemeichel what you eat and put it back the rest. Mashenka, when you can't put it back, whatever you took off, I was kavei lemaiser. I can't put it back. Now, the Gemara says, why, if it's Tahar or Tomei, why? What's the difference if I can put it back? So the Gemara, Ravidim al-Maishna, Reish al-Maishna, Sefer, why, if the Maton is Tahar, I can't put it back? If it's Tomei, I could put it back. What's the difference? And the Gemara says, Vam Ravavo, Reish al-Maton Tahar v'gavra Tomei, d'leimotza mahadalei, the Reish al-Maishna, the Maton is Tahar, full of Tahar d'ga olives, and the Gavra is Tomei, and he can't put it back. Why can't he put it back? Because it'll make everything else Tomei. So therefore, once he touches out, he took out 10 olives. Now, he ate 3 of them. He can't put 7 back because the whole maton is tar. He puts it back to make it tar. I can ask me, when he took it out, he made the whole thing tummy. So that's one of Tosfos Pshatim. So, yeah, but Rashi and Tosfos Pshatim. So Rashi says, No, it means himself. Well, it means himself. Rashi says that either he took it from the top and he made sure not to touch it. Tosi says two other pshatim. Either he says use a pshutik liyeh, use like a spoon that was straight spoon that is not makabel tomei, he took it out. Or, like his nosh like chavero, his friend handed him. What?
After
he became tomei afterwards. New pshat, fourth pshat, very good. He became tomei afterwards. But either way, it says gavra tomei. Al-Kaponim, sort of, it's good pshat. No, it's called good pshat. B'matan tahar v'gavra tomei, l'mot simhal, he can't put it back. Seifah, b'matan tomei, the seifah, the matan is tomei, v'gavra tomei, the mot simhal, the light. So Al-Kaponim, that is the Mishnah in Maestris, that the halach is that if you can return, it's possible to return, then it's not called a kvi, it's not separated. So Gemara's kasha is, when I say what I'm going to eat tomorrow is I'm going to eat part of it, so I made it into oichel, but it's something that's going back. Why? Because it's mukhs of oimid, basically. And because I didn't take it off. So whatever I didn't eat is returned. So it's not called a kviyas maisa for Rabbi Eliezer, going for Rabbi Eliezer. So Marv tries an interesting teretz that doesn't really work. Marv says, Mastisanami, I'll tell you pshat amish also, but mukhsa tahar, that the fruits on top of the roof is tahar, the gavra tamay, and the gavra is tamay. Lemotz mahadle, you can't return it back. So afraid tomorrow, what do you mean? It's not true. But to mechzarim va'im demheim, it never took it off. It's still on the roof. So basically, Mara's question is like this: you can't say that the reason why it's kavei lemais is because achshvei, because here it's moisrei chayzer, and it can't be kavua that way. So it must be Shabbos is kavei. It's the only thing I can think of. Shabbos is kavei. So it's a raya. Shabbos is kavei. Back to the raya to Rav Nachman that Shabbos is kavei. Even by davish lo nigmar malachta. Elom Rav Shimi va'ashi. You're right. Shabbos is kaveya, but it's not a riot to everyone else. Why? Because it's Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa. Rabbi Eliezer ka'amrit. Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei. Eliezer l'tamei. The om of truma kava. Another thing that's kaveya is truma. That means so far we had chotzer's kaveya, we had Shabbos is kaveya, melach is kaveya, truma is also kaveya. Truma means if I go to a pile that's loy nigmar malachtai and I take off truma and give it to the kohen, that shows that it's finished product. It's chayav ma'aser. It's kavei lemaisa. Rav Lez holds even shloy nigmar malachdoi, truma works to make it kavei lemaisa. Rav Lez tamei d'omah truma kava of kol shekhin Shabbos. The tanaim linked to the mishnah. The peiris shetarim on asher nigmar malachdom. He took off truma before gemar malacha. Rav Lez oisel lechem am aray. Now you're not allowed to eat aray from it. Why not? Because it's ready. That makes it kavei lemaisa. And the holy head to eat the aray is not kavula ma'isa. V'chom matir, v'chom al smuta. Why? Because learning v'relachta. So basically, at kana gemara, the gemara is saying is you're right. Our mishnah is a raya. Shabbos kaveh. It's learning v'relachta. But it's not a raya to ganz klai yisrael. Why not? Rabbi Eliezer is l'tameh who holds that truma is kaveh even by learning v'relachta. There's always a fact. Rabbi Eliezer shemutihu. We don't pass Rabbi Eliezer. So this is Rabbi Eliezer shita. It's not a raya to us to the chachamim. That chomo by truma, it's not kaveya by learning malachta. So mehechad days of Shabbos is kaveya malachta. Because our Mishnah is talking about oichel. He said a lashon achila. Rabbi Eliezer couldn't be like that because Meisr Chayzer. So he said no. Rabbi Eliezer shitasai that he holds that truma is kaveya by learning malachta. So him attack it's a raya Shabbos, but it's not right to us. But now the Gemara bring Rav and say, but Toshima. Until you make a simen, from here and here I'm eating. Only because Erev Shabbos Shviyas could you do that. The La Bar Surihu, it's not Chayav Maisa. All of the years of Shemitah, the Bnei Surihu, the Chayav Tech Maisa, Asurim. It's also to eat, even Firach Chachamim. So you see Firach Chachamim, it's also to eat. Why? It's not Loi Nigmar Malachta. In my time, Allah Mishum the Shabbos Kava, Shabbos Kaveh, even Loi Nigmar Malachta. And for the Lord, Shani Hosam, given the Omakan, Vaatkani Oichel, Lamachar, says, I'm going to eat it, I say, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, I'm Achshave, I was Machshavit as Oichel, Kavale. Yom Kaveh, Yahachi, Tim Kash, as Gemara 4, my ear is Shabbos, filled with Chol Nami. If the whole Chiddush of our Mishnah is that when you call the Oichel, it's Kaveh Lamaisa, so talk about the weekday and put it in Mesechus Maisers. What's it doing with Mesechus Shabbos? And Mesechus Beya, filled with Chol Nami. Hakamash Malon, the Tevel Muhu who ate a Shabbos, and Avatik Namasukun, that all the years is Chayiv Meiser, and you can't eat it because it's Chayiv Meiser, it's Tevel. But if someone would take off the Meiser illegally, Isidra Abanon, the Lach of the years, it wouldn't be Muksa. Because it's called Muchan, since it's only Isidra Abanon. And that's the Chiddush in our Mishnah, that's what it says in our Mishnah, in Mesechus Beya, even when you conveil a Meiser, But all of the years, if someone took off the Meiser, and it was Tevel, and someone took it off, the loch is, it will be Mutadi, there won't be a problem on Muksa, it won't be Migudus Katsai, Ben Shmashas, the Asa Kala Yemu. And the Gemara ends here, because the Gemara can't have a kasha here, why didn't you say Meiser Chayzer? Because now we're saying, Pshat HaMishnah is not Al Shabbos Kaveya. Pshat HaMishnah is Al the word Eichel is Machshvei. I asked me to go to the next kasha, Malay Meiser Chayzer. It's not Shveb, because the only Rabbi Yezah holds that. This is the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah don't hold the Meiser Chayzer. So therefore, the Gemara ends right here, that Eichanami, from here, it's not a Raya to our Mishnah, Rav Nachman. And right now, we're sticking with Shaila, if Shabbos Kaveya, we'll end with the we'll see later on, Rav Yechanan will tell us Halakha Meiser. Not even the kasha, Stira on Rabbi Eliezer himself. Rabbi Minu, that's Stira on Rabbi Eliezer himself. It says in Ebraisa, Hoya Oichel, it's actually a Mishnah in Shumois, Hoya Oichel Be'eshko, you were eating a clump, a cluster of grapes, V'nichlas Megina L'chatzah, you went from the Gina into the Chatzah. Now remember, going into the Chatzah is called a Kviyat, spot, we said before, only it's Nigma Malachta. We'll see, it's Mechlegis now. So Oichel Be'eshkol, he was eating a cluster of grapes. Nichnas beginning the chatzah. He went from the ginah to the chatzah. Rav Leizer Eimer Yigmar, you can finish eating it. It's not kavul lemaisa. Rav Yeshua Eimer Lo Yigmar, you shouldn't finish it. Now I went into the chatzah. I was kaveya lemaisa. What? It's a good taina. We'll speak that in a second. According to Rav Leizer, according to Rav Yeshua, it's two things. You don't need das, and you don't need nigmar lachta. Rav Yeshua holds you do not need nigmar lachta even for chatzah. That's one case. Another case is Choshcha B'Leil Shabbos. He was immediately eating the grapes, and it's Shabbos now. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer Yigmar. Rabbi Eliezer says you can finish eating, and it's not a Kaveh L'maisa. Forget about the Issa Kiddush, we're not getting involved in that. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Lo Yigmar, you should not finish eating it, because it's Kavuah L'maisa now, because it turned into Shabbos. So what do you see? You see, it's a Chlekes Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua, in the second half at least, if Shabbos is Kaveh, Rabbi Nigmar L'achtoi. We just finished saying Rabbi holds Shabbos is kaveh v'lein nigmar malachdoi. Here you see not like that. Samam shastira to Rabbi Eliezer's. And for the Gemara, hasuk d'orin taima. Rav Nosson d'oimer loyku shomer Rabbi Eliezer yigmar v'chatzah yigmar el yoytze. That when he said yigmar, it doesn't mean you can finish it in your spat. That's not what it means. What it means is Nosson d'oimer loyku shomer Rabbi Eliezer yigmar v'chatzah yigmar el yoytze chutz chatzah yigmar. You can go out of the chatzar and finish it. But loy kushom Rabbi Eliezer yigmar b'Shabbos. Yigmar l'mam k'mat b'Shabbos v'yigmar. And we'll explain this. Avada, we'll do Shabbos first. Avada fear Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos is kaveh. Ah, you're going to ask me, so how is life finish it? We're talking about finishing after Shabbos. After Shabbos. So about the Shabbos kaveh loy lingur lachtoi. But he holds, you can finish it after Shabbos. I can ask me, as much as he's looking at me, that before it said that tonight tamnu to einim erev Shabbos, they put it away. V'shachu v'lo isru lematz Shabbos lo yechelu. Matz Shabbos, you don't eat it. Why? Because it's already set aside for Shabbos. Now it became kavul ma'aser forever. So how can you eat it after Shabbos? It's a very good question. Rashi and Tosfos ask the kasha. So the answer, Rashi answers. So we'll say the two truths from Rashi Teretz and Tosfos second Teretz. Rashi Teretz says, "Dear, you miyachid it for Shabbos. Here you were miyachid for Shabbos. The punk land of being Shabbos. So on Shabbos kaveya. This that wasn't miyachid for Shabbos. So after Shabbos, it's not Shabbos food anymore. So it's not kavula ma'isa. It's one Teretz. Tosfos second Teretz is that whole din before that miyachid it for Shabbos. It works is only by teinim nigmar malachdom. But something it's not nigmar malachdom. Dear, it doesn't only help for Shabbos, not after Shabbos.
What would we have to find before this?
Yeah."
Something
that was
sukkah,
called
whatever, for
Truma,
for
Maitre,
now change back to the old way.
We never had him, now we have him, because it's Loy him, because usually you turn grapes into wine.
Became, what? Whatever reason became a good Maitre, how did they go away?
Because Shabbos was Kaveya, Shabbos was Kaveya. So if you be Yachid for Shabbos, then it became Shabbos food. But if not, it's just Shabbos food on Shabbos. But after Shabbos, not Shabbos food. Now what about Chatzah? What's the explanation of chatzah? We're saying chatzah, but that's mashma that in the chatzah you can't eat it, but at a chatzah you could. What's going on? If loyding relachta works, why should it work to make it kavua? So there, the Shidduch Kabetzah says that since you went in shloy l'das, therefore Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not kaveya, only while in the chatzah. When you leave the chatzah, it's fine. That's what the Shidduch Kabetzah says. So what comes out from here will come out by chatzah, loyding relachta, everyone holds it's kaveya l'maisa if you do it l'das. Which is a little problematic, because the Mishnah before on Dalam Beis, we had the Mishnah for Maestris that says the Kuli Alma Moida that learning Rulachta the Chatzah does not work. That's the Shit Vetz's S. And different roots, and you have to say maybe there was Shloi Ladas, or different truths, and it says Shikla Lakasha, Akaponim. Well, the recap right now is there's not a stira of the Yazza because Echanami on Shabbos Kaveya, but after Shabbos is not Kaveya. Now I want to go into the Gemara and bring down a Lachal Amaisa. You also Rav and Omrav Yechron. Echad Shabbos, they bring down a bunch of things that are Kaveya Lamaisa. Think four things right here. The Rambam is minus six of them, while Argamot had four of them. Echad Shabbos, Vechad Chumas, Shabbos, you know, is Kaveya, Chumas Kaveya, Vechad Chatzah, we know Chatzah is Kaveya, Vechad Mekach, when you sell something, it's also Kaveya, it also shows that you're finished with it. Kulam, Ein Kaivin, Ela B'Dawasin, Relachdan. Rav Yechon says, Halach Lamaisa, everything is only Kaveya after Gemara Malacha. And the Gemara goes to each one and explain who coming Lafuke. Shabbos, we said Shabbos is Dafuke B'Dawasin, Relachdan. Lafuke with the Hillel. It's coming to exclude Hillel. Tanya, Hama'am Peris and Mokkim Mokkim Liksois. If you're bringing Peris, Mimokkim, Lamokkim, Soma Gurus, Hamavir, Hamavir Peris, Mokkim Mokkim Liksois, to dry it out. So it means it's not Nigmar yet. The Kiddush Lame Yom became Shabbos. Omrav Yehuda, Hillel Atzmai Oyser. Hillel himself is Oyser, but everyone else argues on him. That means that Hillel is the only one to hold that Shabbos is Kaveya, even my Dovah Shinur Loyden Gulachta. We're coming Lafuke Hillel. Frank Tosis. Why don't we say Lafuke Rav Eliezer? We say Rav Eliezer holds like that. That's Tosis says Kash, Baram Tosis. Then Rav Moslem Inkot, Lafuke Rav Eliezer. Don't make Kaveya fill with Oyser Gulachta. It's not a chiddush to say that. He says, anyway, it's not a lach like him, and therefore we didn't speak it out. And but we burns a kash later on. Is the Gemara Lafukir Rabbi Yehuda? Back upon him, do we say Hillel? Because we have here a different Madiyama. This Hillel pastor is not the Hillel Azaken. Look at the Meretz Chias. Back upon him, Shabbos is Lafukir Hillel.